Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simin Tof Kuf Tes Vav, dealing with various halachos of a non-Jewish person bringing something for a Jewish person on Yontif. We begin with the very last line of Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph with Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Bir Shiruba Eino Yehudim. If a city is mostly comprised of non-Jewish people, so then when a non-Jewish person brings something to that city from outside the Tchum, Min Astam, the default position is, Kol HaMevi, L'tzorach HaRov Mevi. The assumption is that he's bringing it on behalf of the majority of the people in the city, which are non-Jewish people, and therefore it's allowed. We look at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nun Zayin, and he says, Ad Ata Kosa Dini Dorin. Until now, we were dealing with a present that a non-Jewish person brought. So did he bring it for a Jewish person? Did he bring it for other Jewish people? So that's what we've been discussing in this Simen till now. But now we're going to talk about Ata and Siv Vav, and on, we're going to talk about Ayri the Hevi Akum Limkar Schoroso Bashuk. He's coming and bringing in merchandise that he's going to sell in the marketplace. So he's bringing it in on Yontif, and the question is, who is he bringing it for? He's not bringing it for a specific person to give it as a present, he's bringing it to sell. So, the Min HaStam position, Siv Katan Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, we can assume that if the city is the majority of non-Jewish people, he's bringing it for the majority, which is the non-Jewish people, and therefore a Yid is allowed to benefit from it right away on Matzi Shabbos. Hobi Yadinon Shehebi Bishru Yisrael. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you know for a fact that even though the majority of people are non-Jews, but he's bringing it for a Jewish person, or even if it wasn't specifically for a Jewish person, he says, listen, whoever wants to buy it, I know the Jews like to buy this type of a product, I'm bringing fish, and the Jews like to have fish on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So then, in this situation, even if he intended possibly for a Jewish person, usur, then it's not allowed for the Yid to go and benefit from it, even if the majority of the city is non-Jewish people. And this is based upon the Fimashim of Forish Lakaman Kame Bagwa. This Dorama is going to address this more in a moment. The issue footnote of 82 he brings down, Linyan Nochri Shahidlik Ner Biadua Sha'asa Kengan Litzorach Atzmo, as opposed to when you're lighting a light and the non-Jewish person is lighting it for himself. So we already explained in Simon Reishayin Vav and Hilchos Shabbos in the Bialoch over there, Shim also af Bishul Yisrael also, if his intention was for himself, but also for a Jew, it's not allowed. However, we brought down the Das of the Rashba that you don't have to be Mocha if somebody's Mekel to allow it in that situation. Towards the end of this footnote, in the last paragraph he brings down, what about a power plant? Linyan Tachanas Koach, Shemayatzeres Chashmal Umufelos Aide Nochum. And this is run by a non-Jewish people, Con Ed. So it's run by non-Jewish people. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how he writes in the Igros Moshe, Shemutu Lishtamish B'Chashmal HaMutzubo. You're allowed to use the electricity that comes out of this power plant, even though they're running it on Shabbos and Yontif. Even for a city like, let's say, New York City, where there's a large percentage of Jewish people. So the power plant that's running to Borough Park, to Williamsburg, is probably Mistama, mostly for Jewish people. Nevertheless, you're allowed to use the power. Kiven kishiyesh takola, because if there's a problem, tzrichim hin l'stakin, is kol ma'arechas rashmal, gam avur b'yisechot. Because even if there's one non-Jewish person there and there's a power outage, they're going to have to go fix it for that one non-Jewish person. So they're not doing it specifically for the Jews. Therefore, it's as if they're doing it for the non-Jewish people, and that's their primary reason for doing it, because they have to do it even for the one non-Jewish person, despite the fact that the majority might be Jews in that area. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Siv Katan Nun Tes, the majority of non-Jews are allowed to use it. V'im kein, therefore, im hudavar she'ein b'mino b'mechubar, if it's something that is not present in an attached state in that area, shari alter lecho, then you're allowed to use it right away. However, ubavach lo yaski lo skum domim raki kachminu bakofa. So if there is, you don't have this product around, then you need these apples, you need this fish. So if there's nothing else around that you could have used, so then you're allowed to buy it from the guy right then and there on Shabbos. However, you're not allowed to state the price that you're going to pay for it, and you take it for him on credit, and you say, we'll make arrangements to pay for this after Shabbos. That's allowed. The issue footnote number 85 brings down, Linyan Nochri Amadlik Ner B'Shabbos Atzorach Rov. If Nochri lights a candle on Shabbos for the majority of the people there, so the Bir Halach in Hilchos Shabbos brought down, Shanochri Madlik Eino Nechshav B'Cheshbon Rov, that the non-Jewish person himself doesn't count in that Rov. V'davka, that's only, Bofi Shanochri Umeltzar B'Sud V'Chdome, if only he's the waiter, and he's not really benefiting from the light himself. But if he's sitting there, so then Rav Nissen Karlitz Sassal brings down that he is considered as part of the Rov to decide, is this a Rov Nochri or not? And he says, if the non-Jewish person, let's say, does something and he's not sure, is it going to be for the majority of Jewish people or the majority of non-Jewish people? So then Rosh Hashanah is not sure. Can you be matir in that situation? The issue of footnote number 86 brings down the litin l'mos me'erev yontif. If you want to give the non-Jewish person money on erev yontif, k'deish itin lo saper rosh u'chadoma b'yontif, and therefore he'll go and he'll purchase it for you on yontif. So the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos and Simon Shin Chafei says you're not allowed to do that. Also, even if the majority of the city is goyim, because in this situation he's clearly doing it for you. You paid him, so therefore he's clearly doing it for you. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, you're not allowed to get into a negotiation over here about the price. And likewise, since it came from outside the Tchum, it has the Shvisa of the guy, so therefore it can't be moved more than Dalet Amos, as we pointed out previously. Like we discussed in yesterday's shir, that you're only allowed to use it within the Dalet Amos. And let's say, for example, you brought your fish and you need to cook it, and there's no place to cook it within this Dalet Amos, then you can't use it. Now, if there is something that, let's say, brings you fish, but there are plenty of fish already around, and they're already trapped, so therefore there's no problem, then also be also mishum muktzah. Then it is muktzah, and you're not allowed to use it from the non-Jewish person who brought it now. Ula erev, however, immediately after Shabbos or Yom Tov is over, mutu ba'achila. You don't have to make kiddush yasu, as we pointed out, we're makel by tchumen. Because of the poskim add, but if the non-Jewish people see, hey, I'm bringing in food, and all of a sudden the Jews are buying from me, so even though it's a minority of the people that are Jewish, but I'm getting a lot of business from them, so then, then, in that situation, you're not allowed to go purchase it from the non-Jewish person. However, I will understand in Choshishin Shemayar Belohavi Gam Bishvil Yisrael. But in general, a big city, you're not concerned that one or two Jewish people, or even a bunch of Jewish people, are going to buy from him. You don't have to be concerned. There is no such produce around, no such trapped fish around. So then, you'd be allowed to go buy from the non-Jewish person. However, he says, but he says, with fish specifically, there might be a problem, because even though the city is a majority of non-Jewish people, but he knows, he knows that Jewish people like a filter fish on Yom Tov and Shabbos. And therefore, he says, listen, even though 90% of the city is non-Jewish, half of my business, more than my business, comes from the Jewish people. Since Jewish people specifically want a filter fish, they specifically want herring, they specifically want the fish for Yom Tov, so therefore, it might be different in this situation. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to go buy from him in that situation. How do we paskin? He says, totally lefi inyan. Each Rav needs to go look at the situation in his city, in his time. Lefi ro'os eini hamora. And he paskins according to what he thinks is going on. Dima ir kula akum, because if the city's majority of goyim, rak anoshim yechidim yisrael and soim sham, and there's only a couple of Jews living over there, and lochish there, then you don't have to really be concerned that this akum is 98% of the city is non-Jewish people, and for three Jewish people they're going to buy fish from him, that he's going to be marba for them, that's unlikely. But again, each case needs to be looked at individually. The issue foot number 87 brings down, linya nachrish osa melocha l'tzarcho, if the guy does specifically melocha for the yid, so we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, simen shin chafei, sh'osi l'sol ha'makiro, le'enos melocha zu, sh'mayabre nach bishulo. If the guy knows you, so then you can't get benefit from him, because mistama, he's doing it for your behalf. And we brought down there, the Bir Aloch said the name of the Mogen Avraham, sh'af sh'yesh ha'sovrim sh'lo'osu, elabofen sh'yesrol hoi b'fnei ha'nochri, even though there are those more lenient opinions that say, it's only if the yid is right in front of the guy that you have to be concerned. Nevertheless, im ha'nochri yodeya sh'yesrol nisrach l'mlachto, if the guy knows that the yid needs this, l'choladeus also lo, l'henos mimeno, then everybody would agree that you're not allowed to get benefit from it in this situation. Afilu kish'osa ha'nochri sh'lo b'fonu. Then in a situation where the Nachri is even doing it not in front of you, you have to be concerned about it. Although he brings down the Ramah over there that maybe there's room to be Mekel and that some of the Rishonim aren't Cholik in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach, he says, will be Yerushu will be Yisrael in a city that's mostly Jewish people, called Kama de Liyadina the Hevi Bishul Akam, unless you know specifically that he brought it for a guy, Minastam Talina should be Yisrael Hevi Shehem Ruba. Then you have to assume that he brought it for a Jews because they're the majority. So unless you know specifically he brought it for Chris, he brought it specifically for a guy, so then you're not allowed to use it. The issue footnote number 88 brings down, Ulinin Nachri Shemile Mayon Vehemto Bibor. If a non-Jewish person fills up a bucket from a bar that was in a Rishus HaYochid, and now he's carrying it through the Rishus HaRabim, so the Bir Halach is said in Shin Chafei as well, in Hilchos Shabbos, Sha'av Imei Noni Yodim Sha'osu Ken Litzarcho, even though we don't know that he's doing it Litzarcho for his needs, nevertheless, Ima Nachri Hishke Tchiles Behemto, since he does give it to his animal first, so then it's Muchach, it's clear that he's doing it for his own needs, and therefore, you're allowed to benefit from it. However, and if you know for a fact that he's doing it for his own needs, then the Yisrael is allowed to get benefit from it even before the animal is being given to drink by the guy. However, because in that situation, you know he brought it for his own animal. When you don't know, and he gave it to his own animal, then you can assume that he did it for his own animal. the issue footnote number 89 brings down, Yisrael she'enu mi'an she'ir. If a Yid isn't part of that city, and he just travels there, and the guy doesn't know that he's going to be there, so then Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, certainly, mutlo lechol mi'advorim she'evi anochri. Then you're certainly allowed to get benefit from what the nochri brings, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah says there as well in regards to guests. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, v'imu davar she'esh b'mino b'mechubar o mechuser tzeda. If this is something that is plentiful, though, however, in the city already, so then we have to assume, I'm reading the Likate, Bitsoi Bishul Yisrael and Lumkobam, then you have to assume that he collected this, or he gathered this, or he trapped it for the Yid, Bitsoi Chlamtin Ad Bechadei Shiasu. Then you have to wait till after Kadei Shiasu, as we already learned at the beginning of the Simon Chanal in Sif Allah. This is all true. We're talking about the guy who lives in the city and he went outside the city, Bidavka, to go and trap or to collect this item. However, but if it's a nachri that comes from out of town and he's bringing his merchandise to the city to sell it, and then you don't take into account whether the city is majority Jews or majority Goyim. Then you go after the world, because he's collecting this. He doesn't know what he's going to do to bring to this city. He's not bringing it for a specific city. He's bringing his stuff, going from place to place. And in this situation, even though your city is majority Jewish, but the rov of the world is not. The majority of the world is Nachum. He's going to your city, then going to the next city, and therefore you could be Mekel in this situation. Even though he brought it to this city, which is majority Jewish, because say he originally planned to bring it to another city, and only now he subsequently changed his mind and came here, and you're allowed to be Mekel. Ulafize, Elam didn't say that Bishul Yisrael. In this situation, we don't say he specifically trapped it or brought it for the Yid. So then the only problem is Muktza. It was attached to the ground beforehand, or it wasn't trapped beforehand, and therefore the only concern is Muktza, and you can use it right away the second day, and you don't even have to wait Kadei Shiasu. However, if it's brought from outside the Tchum, so after Vavohia Bavadi Bishul Yisrael, even though now he clearly brought it to the city for the Yidden, Akoponim die in Mamti Mele Motzi Yom Terishon Kadei Shiasu. Then, still, nevertheless, you're allowed to get benefit from it as long as you wait Kadei Shiasu, the amount of time that we're taking you to bring it in from outside the Tchum, that's still enough in this situation. However, he disagrees with this, and he says, the sof maisa b'machshav etchila. He says, you have to look at the way ended up happening. Since he brought it to this city, so that's obviously why he gathered it, and therefore it would be awesome. And certainly if he comes on a regular basis here, you can't say, well, maybe he's going to bring it to the next city. Last couple of weeks, last couple of months, last couple of years, he's always bringing it to the city to sell. So therefore, you have to assume he's bringing it to the city, which is majority Jewish, and then all the chumras apply. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Mechtzal, Mechtzal, O Shiyadua, Shalikate, Letzor, Shneihem. If it's a 50-50 situation, or you know specifically he's doing it for both the Jews and the non-Jews, then it's also. He brings it down the name of the Beis Yosef and the Smar. Mishmur and Sivkot Nusam Machal explains, the Mistamal, Letzor, Shneihem, Nasa. Since he's doing it for Jews and non-Jews, but he's doing it for Jews. Takin Sarach, Gan Bazel, Lahamtin, Akadesh Yasin. And therefore you have to wait until the amount of time that it would take to go and do this Motzi Shabbos. The Yesh Omrim, the Havi Sovek, and Mishol Yisrael, or Mishalakim. Others explain it in a different way, that since it's not clear he's doing it for the Yidden or for the Goyim, so that's why you have to wait. It's not that he's doing it for both, it's just you're not clear which one he's doing it for. Sivkot and Samach Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Lomar, the Ramah said, if you know he's specifically bringing it for both of them, the Bazeh, Afilu Rov Akum, there, in this situation, even though the city is 80% Goyish, Kivin Shemachadim, the Feirish, Gam Yishu Yisrael, but he's also intending it for the other 20%. He says, that's 20% of my business. So then it's Osir. And he says, we discussed this previously, Ayin Le'el, Sivin Reish, Ayin Bav, Nibir Alocha, Mashu Kasav, we had a long discussion over there, Ayin Shom. Siv Kotten, Samach Gimel, he says, if it was done for both of them, so Mishmur says, Uadin, behavi michutz l'tchum, if he brought it from outside the tchum, l'tzor shnei, and the same dinim apply, whether it's he's plucked it or trapped it, or it's brought from outside the tchum. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Im usafik im bo michutz l'tchum, if it's unclear whether he brought it from outside the tchum or not, so then, Im huayna yu di ashari mo be'ir, if he lives with you in the city, uperos hametsuyim be'ir, mut, so, uperos hametsuyim be'ir, and this type of fruit is present in the city, so then mut, then you're allowed to get benefit from it, because it's a safek, if you have osir, but if not, then it's osir. Mishbur explains, Siv Kotten Samach Dalet, Hainu b'tocha tchum, it means that it was in the tchum already, so you don't have to be worried about that. The kivin shu shari b'tchum, since he lives in the tchum. The issue footnote 91 says, what happens if he has multiple houses? So if he has two houses, then you can rely upon the fact that it probably came from the city. If he has more than two houses, so then already it's a little bit of a machlokas, and maybe in that situation you go after the majority, or others say no, you still go after the fact that right now he's here in the city, so his stomach came from the one house in the city rather than the two houses outside the tchum. Ayin and Dishifut number 91. Then he says, "V'gam aperos mitzuyin hemisochet chom." And you can add to the fact over here that this type of fruit is prevalent in the city. So ein choshim shelo aperos sevim mitchutz chom. You don't have to be concerned that the bedavka they came from outside the chom. The other rabbi meaning kam nimtzu v'kan hoyu. And we can rely upon the fact that here's where they are, here's where they're prevalent, and therefore it's okay. Avul mushari chutz l'tchum. But if you know that he lives outside the chom, after the aperos mitzuyin mitzuchet chom, even though there are these types of fruits in the city, he comes from outside the chom. Then you have to assume that he brought it from outside the Tchum, and the same thing would apply in the opposite situation. Even if he is in the Tchum, however, but that type of fruit isn't present in the city, he got it from outside the city, outside the Tchum, and you have to have the concern about the Tchum. If it's not that case, then it's asur. We said, the Mishnah Berurah explains, even though we normally say safik derabanan, this whole din of tchum is a safik derabanan, and you should go lekula, nevertheless asur. Here we say it's asur, again, because we said previously many times, just wait till left the yantiv, and then you can eat it beheter, so why eat it now with a safik? But you don't have to wait kadesh yasu, we said you can be meko by tchumen. And that's what Dishu footnote 92 reminds us, because there are those that say, because there is an opinion that says even if it's brought from outside the Tchum, it'll be mutar matzi Shabbos miyad. You don't have to wait kedei shatsu, so you can rely upon that opinion over here, certainly in a safik situation. And then the Mishnah brings down the Eishim Akilim, because there's those that are even mekel l'chatchila. And since this whole thing is a safik in regards to Tchum, which we're very mekel on, so you can even use it on yontiv. You don't have to wait till kedei shatsu. Certainly, and you don't even have to wait till after Yontif is over. How do we pass in Ladina, Iko, Kisor, Rishonah? We're more machmir. The age that says, Lohaka Bazubi Yontif Shani, but there are those that say, if it's Yontif Shani the next night, then you can be Mako, because the heavy Svek Sveka. Was it from the Tchum or not? And maybe today's not Yontif or not. And he says, Ayin Leel and Simon Tovsad Izayim, we discussed this recently in Sif Dalit, Mashiach Kasav and Bazeh. He says, also looking at Chosh Shabbos, we discussed a while ago, Ayin Leel Shim Shim Kafei, Be'er Machaber, Prot Edin and Basiv Zeh, Vikan Kitzer. Here he doesn't discuss it because it's discussed more in Hilchos Shabbos. Then we go to Sif Ches. The Machaber writes, Dover She'ein Bimino B'mechubber, Shuvul Yisrael B'yom Tifrishon Shal Rosh Hashanah. If you're dealing with an item that is not found B'mechubber, and it's brought to you by the non-Jewish person on Yom Tov Rishon of Rosh Hashanah, so then Mutar B'Sheni, then you're allowed to have it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Mishnah Berurah says, you have to wait, Kedei Sheyasu, and Sivkot Nusamach Bav, he writes, you have to wait till enough time that he could bring it, and Apol Gad Dinyan Mechubar, Machmerinam B'Zeh L'Kul Yama, V'Chashvinam Leik Yomar, Arichta Ukedel B'Sif Aleph, even though if it was something that was attached, so you would have to be concerned that it was detached over here, and you'd have to wait till the end of Yom Tov. Both days of Rosh Hashanah, because we consider it like one long day. However, b'tchumim the kila, but in regards to tchum, we're makel lo machmirin mazeh. We're allowed to be makel in this situation. So that's what he tells us over here. It's mutar b'sheni, and the Mechaber continues says, "V'uad din l'Shabbos v'Yom Tov smuchas zel zeh." Likewise, it would apply if Shabbos and Yom Tov were next to each other. So if it's a Thursday, Friday Yom Tov, or a Sunday, Monday Yom Tov, you'd also be able to be makel in this situation. And that's what the Mishnah says in Sifkot and Samach Zayin Pirush Im Huvav v'Shabbos. Even though it's Yontif on Saturday night, you'd be allowed to be Mako. You have to wait the amount of time it would take to bring it here. Even though Sunday is Yontif. And the same thing would apply. If it was Friday and now it's Shabbos, so then on Friday night, you just have to wait. There is no concern over here of Hachana because it's a Safek. This is a good stopping point. We'll stop over here, but this we conclude today's share.